7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Oh crap, this is going. Yeah, alright. Okay. Oh, totally functional. Okay, here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another extraordinarily exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. Once again, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm walking up the steps into my living room where we have set up the temporary rehearsal synth zone. Oh, okay, so what's happening? I had a pretty terrible night, very broken sleep, had a bunch of weird dreams, and then of course all of that made me sleep in a little bit late. So I got up late, not good, and I'm super sinusy today. And why can't I plug this in? I'm trying to plug some stuff in here so we can do stuff, and it's failing me. Ugh, there we go. Had a bad night. It apparently rained a little bit, but it's all dry now. Unfortunately, it's much too windy to go outside. So we're going to stay indoors today. Okay, so let me sit down here. And, okay, yeah, I'm good. What do we got going on here? Well, not much. I don't want to mess with this, of course, because, you know, I got the thing coming up and I got to perform my cool patch here and be, you know, Mr. Synthesizer guy, because that's what I do. I like to do my synthesizers. Here's what you really need to know. Well, this isn't going. We only have the drummages. As I reset this, I read something in the manual the other day for my drum module. And it seemed to imply something, and I said, no, wait a second. Isn't that something I need to know? Isn't that a thing that I need to do? And so, maybe we have to try it. Oh. Synth. At an appropriate place. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4 and a 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4 and a 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4 and a coriander. Hopefully that was in a good spot. What I read in the manual was something like blah blah blah. When the CV is set for this, then the pitch becomes 1 volt per octave. Now, where did I read that? And what did that mean? Because that seems to mean that I can do a thing. And I get really excited when I find out I can do a thing. Yeah, here it is. It's under CV assignment and control. CV assignment and control, and you go down to the 1, 2, 3, 4, the fourth bullet point. It says rotate the encoder to change the CV attenuation in 32 steps from CV fully attenuated, meaning disabled, to CV at maximum level. And then in parentheses, it says at maximum level, the CV is scaled to volt per octave. Wow. Is that so? He says. You don't say. That seems to imply that we could find a cool thing and then, yeah. Yeah, we could, that means we could have, we have another potential synthesizer voice. But how do we go about doing this? Okay, well, the first thing we need to do is, see, that's the thing is, we do have a little bit of pitch here. We have some pitch voltages that we could use. We don't have any gates or anything, but we don't need them because this stuff is all triggered. Okay, let's try to set this up. Let's try to set this up to do a thing. And the way we're going to do that is we're going to pretty much turn everything all the way down except for our voices. We're going to sort of like keep the drums. So what do we got? Yeah. Doink. That dunk. That's what we're going to mess with. Dunk. Oops, I didn't do it right, but that's okay. We don't need the sync right now. Right now, we need to find a sound that is good. Good for doing wacky stuff. Okay, we got super saws. We've got filtered carp. We've got all kinds of stuff. Okay, so let's, first of all, let's flip this switch up. We're going to push this button. We don't need to push that button yet. We need to push the encoder. Then we push this button, and it shows us green. And yeah, this is what we want now, is it not? It's in the white zone, and it's on this dot, so that's like the struck. Let's get this down. Do we want... What do we want? Let's get this down to the super saw and see what we get going on here. Just for the sake of learning. Did I assign it? Yes. Okay, what does it sound like? Whoa. Yeah, it sounds very super saw. It sounds very loud. Okay, so we will assign that to that. That's good. Now we need to assign the CV. And we do that how? We flip the switch all the way down to low. And we probably have to push this button to show green. Yes, okay. Okay, and now the display looks weird. The display is just a bunch of LEDs. And so I turn the knob. There's no LEDs on. Does this mean the CV is off? So if I turn the knob, yeah, we start to get LEDs. So what am I doing exactly? Rotate the encoder to change the attenuation. We want to open it all the way up. Brr, brr, brr. Okay, I think that's as far as it goes. How many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Do I just keep going? I think that's as far as it goes. So what do? Do I click the button? Press the encoder button to change the CV assignment. Okay. Boo. And now it's flashing at me. It says Gazooga. And I say, okay. Gazooga. Okay. Yeah. We get the occasional saw wave burst. That's great and all. But now the question becomes, can we add pitch data to it? Let's give it a shot. Oh my God, we can. Wow. Crazy. Let's mess with some knobs. Ooh, it's a little bit more tremolo. Ugh, medley. What's over here? Okay, nice clean tone. And we can dirty it up. Dirty. Okay. What does this do? Let's mess with the decay. Okay. I understand what's happening. We're getting one hit. And then we're hearing multiple notes, because this is pitch data. It's not data, it's just voltage coming out of the second track of my sequencer, which has been unused up until this point. And it gates itself, but because of the decay, well, when we decay it, we'll get more notes, because the sequencer's running at eighth notes, going beep, 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 boop. Here we go, all the way. Now, what happens if we mess with the pitch? Yeah, we can adjust it here by an octave. Let's tune it to our thing. Wow, how lucky is that? We're in tune already. Suddenly, everything freaked out. Oh no, we're just not in the right mode. There we go. Now, where's this? There we go. We got our... Let's bring that up in the mix a little bit. Adjust a hair. Okay. How high does it go? I hope your dog isn't listening. Oh yeah, that gets way up there. Can't even hear it. Alright, let's tune that back up. Yeah. probably have another synth voice. Wow. Thank you. I'm excited. Dee-doo. There's our new sound. Dee-doo. Plus that. Chop, 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 chop. That goes well with our runaway oscillator. What I need to do here, and I don't know if I should do this. Yeah, it doesn't matter because I'm not using this for anything else. No, am I? No, I'm not. I need to set up the internal gain, the staging. This drum module does have a built-in mixer, and that super saw is super hot compared to some of the other sounds. So I need to. I obviously want the voice to be the loudest. When I say the voice, I mean the Spanish phonemes here. And so everything else has to come down a little bit, especially that super saw, so that I can turn up the gain over here in the mixer so everybody will be louder. But what we're listening to now is, of course, a complete accident. And it sounds amazing. Starting to realize exactly how powerful this little drum module is. I mean, you don't need much more. I mean, considering this is four synths in one, and etc., etc. Oh man, what do I want to pair this with next? Oh, but I can't really go crazy messing with it and going, because I have some crazy ideas for this. I have some truly nutty ideas for this thing, but I can't mess with it because I have to keep this patch together for another 2 weeks, or a little bit less than 2 weeks, so I can play my show at the Shakedown Street. But man, this is... I'm hypnotized. I'm hypnotized by this utterly stupid, but ever so awesome little... Is this even a patch? Thank you. You've been listening to the Dubious Synthesizer Committee. Yeah, I rule. End of the line.
This is the end of the line.
Yeah, but we're not going to pay any attention to end of the line, guy. Oh my god. Okay, so I'm glad I discovered some new functionality in some of my synth gear. This is really good news. It means we have another synth voice, and now I don't have to buy another synth voice. I can spend my money on something else really cool. Alright, I'm out of here.